love has nothing to do with free will. You know what? My love towards my wife isn't like, well, I could love her, or maybe I wouldn't love her. I gotta choose. No! There's no choice involved. I love her because I'm compelled to. Because she really makes me feel love within myself. It wells up within me. It's not something I could make a choice over. You know what I mean? And that's the thing, is like everyone knows that love is something almost magical. It's not something where you go, well, I've got a balance sheet here, and you seem to have, well, you have about 30 qualities that I really like, and only 4 that I don't. I think I'll choose to love you. What ridiculous nonsense. Love is not a choice. True love. Now, you can choose to love people like the way you love your enemies. You know, it's like, it's not, loving my enemies is not like a feeling-based thing. It's something I'm doing. I am choosing to love them because I'm feeding them when they're hungry. I'm clothing them when they're naked. I'm doing certain things, but it's not the kind of love that I have towards God. The love you feel towards God is not something you can choose. It's something that truly wells up from within. That's where the most genuine kind of love comes from. Not just the one of deeds, of works, but one that is truly coming from the spirit of the person from within them. God loves his children. And he is powerful. He can save them. Believe me, he will not allow anyone to die whom he loves. Because he's better than me, and I wouldn't let that happen. People say, well, he doesn't want to interfere because of free will. Okay, I already kind of covered that. But let's say, here's the point. Here's a point. God has the power. He is not sitting there, you know, wringing his hands. Oh, I could save them, but I can't because I want them to make the right decision on their own. I want them to do it. They've got to do it because I can't do anything until they give me permission by choosing it. You know, I gotta wait for them. God doesn't like that. This is what gives me great comfort. Because God, see, they talk about God's all powerful. And then they're like, well, but he can't do a lot of things. Like, he can't force you to love him. He didn't force me to love him. He created me to love him. You understand that? God creates beings who are capable of loving him, and he also creates beings that are incapable of loving him. And so those beings who are incapable of loving them, he doesn't call them. He doesn't choose them. He doesn't sanctify them. And if I were to declare the true God unto them, they'd say, your God's a monster, because they hate my God. Right? That's exactly how it is. And those people who hate God could testify of it. So it's not something they could just turn around and be like, well, okay, well, I'll just choose to love God instead. They know they can't. It's not in them. It has to be in you. And when it's in you, it's because God put it there. It's not because you're some great thing, you mustered it yourself. You know, like we come into this world like these blank slates and we just kind of become whoever we are, and then we can create new things within ourselves, and we get so proud, we think we've done so much, but all it is we're just regurgitating what's already been put in us, according to the way we were made. This subject gets me hot. I'd love to talk about this. I'd love to just go on about it forever. Because then you could boast. There's, oh, I wouldn't boast. I don't boast. See, what they do with the Gospels, they make the works you have to do to be saved. Every Gospel, every way of salvation has some works you got to do. Unless you're a universalist, and they believe, some of them believe in predestination, and they believe that, you know, the elect are going to be saved, but then everyone else is going to be saved too by hook or crook. And obviously at that point, yeah, you have a different view of that. Again, I don't believe that. It says in, I think it was in Peter, but when we get to that book, we'll note it well. You know, that they're not going to have their corruption purged from them. They're going to perish in their corruption. It's like Jesus said, if you don't believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. Not you're going to die to your sins if you don't believe in me. No. If you're going to die to your sins, you're going to have to believe in Jesus. If you're going to be saved, quote unquote. You know, we're not just, and as I said, it's not just a lake of fire we're trying to escape. We are trying to escape. Most of the theme of the New Testament is not about the escaping the lake of fire. Oh, God, hell. We want to go to heaven. No, it's about sitting down with Christ in the heavenlies right now. It is about escaping this present evil world while we're still in it. You know, while you're still in it, yet still in the world, just like Jesus. He wants us to have a walk that he had. We can't do it from the beginning. It's got to be done in us. Why? It says, you know, not of works lest any man should boast, for we are his workmanship. Created in Christ Jesus unto good works. See, we are created, our works are absolutely required for salvation. It's just, it's not like when you go to college, right, and you want to get a degree. And you got to do certain works to get your degree. That's not how it works. What actually is God is so, it's more like, I don't think we have an analogy for it. I was going to say more, maybe the military, where, no, but even then, it's still, you merit things. But it's not on a basis of merit, see, which almost everything works that way, where it's like you do certain things and then you get something. What happens is, this is God gives you something, and then he says before you're even born, apostle or prophet. And then he makes you into that. Right? And as part of the process of making you into that, you will do good works. But there are no good works you can do, no matter how big or small, meaning this is a good work that people think is going to save them. I choose the cross. I trust in the cross of Jesus Christ for my salvation. This is something I got. I choose to love you now. And they think that work is going to save them. That is not the gospel of grace. The gospel of grace is that God is working on you. From before you were born, he has declared certain things about you.